SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launching NASA's Roman Space Telescope on Aug. 30, how to watch it live. NASA's next great space observatory is about to lift off, and you can watch it live. The Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is scheduled to launch atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Sunday, Aug. 30, at 7:26 a.m. EDT, 11:26 GMT. You can watch it live here at space.com, courtesy of NASA, beginning at 6:20 a.m. EDT, 10:20 GMT. You don't have to wait that long for a Roman fix, actually. There's stuff to watch on Saturday, Aug. 29 as well. Here's a rundown of this weekend's Roman action. Saturday, pre-launch briefings. Things kick off at on Saturday at 9 a.m. EDT, 1300 GMT, with NASA's Roman Space Telescope Mission Science Briefing. This should be quite eventful, for Roman's science goals are ambitious. It will likely discover thousands of exoplanets, for example, and reveal intriguing new information about mysterious dark matter and dark energy. Participants are Sean DeMagle-Goldman, Director, Astrophysics Division, NASA Headquarters. Julie McEnery, Roman Telescope Senior Project Scientist, NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Vanessa Bailey, Roman Coronagraph Instrument Scientist, NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Kristen McQuinn, Roman Science Operations Center Lead, Space Telescope Science Institute. Lee Armis, Roman Science Support Center Lead, Caltech/IPAC. Next up is the pre-launch press conference, which will discuss the mission's launch readiness. It will start at 10:30 a.m. EDT, 14:30 GMT, and feature the following folks. Nikki Fox, Associate Administrator, Science Mission Directorate, NASA Headquarters. Lucas Paganini, Roman Telescope Program Executive, NASA Headquarters. Jackie Townsend, Roman Telescope Project Manager, NASA Goddard. Denton Gibson, Launch Director, NASA's Launch Services Program, NASA Kennedy. Juliana Shaman, Director, NASA Science and Dragon Programs, SpaceX. Justin McReynolds, Launch Weather Officer, 45th Weather Squadron, U.S. Space Force. Then, at 11:45 a.m. EDT, 15:45 GMT, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, an accomplished pilot and private astronaut, will put on a mini air show of sorts. Isaacman is expected to fly past the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope and Falcon Heavy rocket on the launch pad in his jet, NASA wrote in an Aug. 24 media advisory. The flyby will be shown live on the same stream as the pre-launch news conference, with a view of the launch pad during the transition. The flyby is subject to weather and operational considerations. Sunday, launch day. And there's more to watch on Sunday than the launch itself. At 9:30 a.m. EDT, 13:30 GMT, NASA will hold a post-launch briefing featuring Isaacman, Fox, Townsend, McEnery, and Gibson. They'll likely discuss the next steps for Roman, which include a 30-day journey to its deep space home, the Sun-Earth Lagrange Point 2. This spot lies about 930,000 miles, 1.5 million kilometers, from Earth in the direction of Mars. It's gravitationally stable, meaning Roman will be able to stay put without expending much fuel. Mission team members will spend the next few months checking out the observatory's systems and science gear. It should be ready to begin its five-year science mission in early 2027. You must confirm your public display name before commenting. Please log out and then log in again. You will then be prompted to enter your display name. Michael Wall is the spaceflight and tech editor for space.com and joined the team in 2010. He primarily covers human and robotic spaceflight, military space, and exoplanets, but has been known to dabble in the space art beat. His book about the search for alien life, Out There, was published on Nov. 13, 2018. Before becoming a science writer, Michael worked as a herpetologist and wildlife biologist. He has a Ph.D. in evolutionary biology from the University of Sydney, Australia, a bachelor's degree from the University of Arizona, and a graduate certificate in science writing from the University of California, Santa Cruz. To find out what his latest project is, you can follow Michael on Twitter.